In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. This 10th Sunday after Pentecost, our Lord presents us with a parable of the Pharisee and the publican who have come to the temple to pray. And our Lord is showing us how we should pray, how we should behave ourselves in the presence of God. Now the Pharisee, who has done many good things, he stands before our Lord boasting, comparing himself to the rest of mankind. He says, Lord, I thank you, I'm not like the rest of men. I'm different, I'm unique, I'm better than all of them. And he tells us all the good things that he has done. But the publican, standing afar off, with his head bowed, striking his breast, is praying over and over again, Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner. And our Lord says, that publican, that sinner, because of his humility, because of the honesty of his prayer, the faith of his prayer, that man, despite all his sins, he left that temple justified. Whereas the Pharisee, who had nothing to be humbled about but was filled with boasting, he did not. He was not pleasing in the eyes of God. And so in our prayers, we should imitate the publican. We should be humble. We should realize our own unworthiness, even our unworthiness to appear before God, and striking our breast humbly. But I say in our actions, we need to imitate the good actions of the Pharisee. That we should pray, we should fast, we should give alms, we should do all of these things. If we want to really excel, we have to combine both the Pharisee and the publican. We have to do these things as if we had done them not. To use the things of the world as if we used them not. To do all these works of mercy, all these good works, as if we have done them not, and to remain constantly humble, that we are not worthy, that we are sinners, that all of these things have been done by the grace of God. And it is God's grace within us that makes these things possible. It's not my work, but it is God's work within me. And we need to combine both of these to really advance in the spiritual life. And of course, we have to have a story for the children because they're falling asleep. They've had a rough night. And I didn't choose the name of the person in our story this morning because that comes from the book that I've already read. So Amos, you will have to forgive me. But Amos, this is a story about Amos Blowhard. Do you all know where the Mississippi River is? If I showed you a map, could you find the Mississippi? Can you spell Mississippi? Oh my, took me a long time to spell that too. But this is a story about long ago, about steamers used to carry merchandise up and down the Mississippi River. And there was a man, he had a small steamer. And of course, the steamers have a whistle that they blow to let people know, or other steamers know, that they're coming through. Well, Amos Blowhard, he had a small steamer, and he was always tired because the big ships always got the right of way, and he was always getting out of the way of the big ships. And he had a brilliant idea. Even though he had a small ship, he went and bought himself a big whistle. So he would sound like he had a big steamer coming down or going up the Mississippi River, whichever way he was going. And when he blew his whistle, then even the big steamers would get out of his way because they thought a big boat is coming through. And so it worked. Amos Blowhard would see another ship on the Mississippi River and he'd blow his whistle, and it was a big loud whistle. and the other boats would get out of his way. And he had the right of way and he could continue on his path. But it wasn't long before the other steamboat operators understood what Amos Blowhard was doing. And they began to laugh at him. "Here comes that little steamer with the big whistle." And they didn't pay any attention to him. It only worked a few times. Then everybody caught on to what Amos Blowhard was doing. And it no longer worked. But even besides that, because Amos had a small steamer, he didn't have a lot of steam, but he had a big whistle, and that big whistle took a lot of steam. And so as soon as he blew his whistle, his steamer ran out of steam. And so now he had to start building up steam all again every time he blew his whistle, because the whistle was too big for his boat. And so all his boasting caused him more harm. Everybody laughed at him. And things didn't work out well for him at all because of his boasting. And so we too must take a lesson. You know, the person who's always boasting about how good he is, how nobody can do anything without him. The world would be lost if I weren't here to keep him on the straight and narrow. Have you met people like that, Amos? No? Well, you've been pretty lucky. There are a lot of people so filled with themselves, and they go around telling you that all the time, "I'm so good." And it's not long before people catch on, just like the other steamboat captains caught on to Amos. Oh, and they just dismiss him. "Oh, there's that little steamer with a big whistle. He's just blowing off steam. Don't pay him any attention." And that's what boasting does to us. When we think we are something, whereas we are nothing, the world soon dismisses us. God dismisses us. And so what we need to do is exactly what I said earlier. We need to do everything we can that is good. We need to work hard. But we need to be humble about it. And anything that we accomplish, we must give the credit to God. I am what I am by the grace of God. It's not me, but it's God's gifts within me. I am nobody. And thus, when we come to the temple, when we come to church to pray, we can truly bow our heads humbly, not boasting, "I'm better than everybody else," but say, "I'm sorry, Lord, I'm not as good as everybody else. I am a sinner. Have mercy on me." That is what we need to combine. That eagerness, that desire to work, to please God, to do our best, combined with that humility where we realize that our best is a gift from God. It is not our own doing. And so I ask you to remember either today's parable that our Lord gave you, or this story from a little book called Sunday Morning Storyland. And obviously the name Amos Blowhard was made up, because that's what his little whistle did. He blew really hard. That's what the Pharisee in today's gospel did. He blew really hard. He prayed very loudly. "Look at me." And everyone dismissed him, even God. "You're nothing. You're not worthy. You're just a little boat with a big whistle, making a lot of noise." And they begin to ignore all the noise. And we had a saying that I used to hear when I was a child, probably about Amos's age. It said, "Little vessels make the loudest noise." If you're going to beat on pots and pans, You want to get the highest pitch, you hit the little pot. The bigger ones are more bass, they're lower. But the little children, they can scream the loudest. They can make the most noise. That doesn't make them any bigger, doesn't make them any stronger, doesn't make them any better. On the contrary, it makes them seem more childish. And that, as I say so often, is bad in children, but it's even worse in adults. It's even worse in the Pharisee we see bragging, making all this noise. He's only hurting himself. Let us not imitate the Pharisee. Let us not imitate Amos Blowhard. But let us imitate Christ. Do our best in all things. And then to remain humble, to remain patient, to persevere. We're not good because we're better than somebody else. We are good because we have imitated Christ. And we are not better than Christ. And so, as we compare ourselves to Christ, we can always strike our breast and say, "Be merciful to me, the sinner." Our Lord didn't say, "Come and imitate that one or be like that one." Our Lord came and said, "Come and follow me, imitate me." Our role model is Christ himself. And no matter how perfect you are in imitating Christ, I suggest to you that you can still strike your breast and say with the publican, "Be merciful to me, O Lord, the sinner." Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.